This is the May 21st meeting of the Pacifica National Board. I'll ask the secretary, I guess it's the recording secretary, Richard Uzzell, to take the roll.
Okay. Shiram, I'm there. Shiram? Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Andrea Turner? Andrea? Joe Gonzalez?
Here.
Sean O'Brien?
Present.
Leslie Radford? Leslie? Summer Reese?
Present.
Rico Ross?
Here.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Alberto Larrera?
Present.
Hey. George Ryder?
Here.
Richard Giselle? Here. Lee Bagliacco?
Present.
Kathy Davis? Kathy? Jennifer Jager?
Here.
Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Alonzo Brown? Alonzo? Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Kimmery Orendorf? Kimmery? Marcel Reed?
Here.
Jim Bennett?
Present.
Pia Wangaza?
Here.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Richard. First item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. I have one addition. We hadn't planned on having any committee reports in this meeting, but there was one committee that did meet in the last 7 days that actually passed a motion, which was the Finance Committee, and I'd like to Summer, as the chair of that, needs 5 minutes to bring the motion before the board and hopefully get it approved by the board. Is there any objection to giving the Finance Committee 5 minutes after the Chief Financial Officer's report? Okay, hearing none then, that will be in that position.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes. What's been referred to as the recalcitrant LSB motion that appears on here, the last time that reference was made to it through the emails that I'm familiar with, it misquotes the bylaws in stating that the bylaws provide a basis for approval of this thing, and that is just totally incorrect. The bylaws only relate to approval of discipline against one director.
That's an argument about the motion. The only question now is...
You're saying that it should not be on the agenda. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Are you objecting to it being there?
Yes, it should be withdrawn from the agenda.
Okay, that requires a two-thirds vote. It's not debatable. Would you call the roll, please, Richard? So if you vote yes on this, you're sustaining Campbell's objection to it being on the agenda. A vote no leaves it on the agenda. We'll take it in order.
Shiram Akmir. Tracy Rosenberg. Tracy. Andrea Turner. Joe Gonzalez.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford. Summer Reese.
No.
Rico Ross.
No.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Larrera.
No.
Richard Uzzell, no. Mia Bagliacco?
Yes.
Kathy Kathy Davis? Jennifer Jagger?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alonzo Brown? Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kimberly Orndorff? Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Oh, Kathy. Mr. Chair, you want to explain to her what we're...
Finish the roll and...
Okay. Jim Bennett?
No.
Fia Wangaza?
This is Tracy Rosenberg. I fell off the call for a second, so if you could come back around to me, Richard.
Okay, Tracy Rosenberg.
Tracy Rosenberg. No.
Okay, that's everybody. Kathy.
Kathy, what the vote is on is whether to Campbell objected to the inclusion of the motion on recalcitrant LSBs on the agenda. We were taking a vote on that. A yes vote means you agree with him that it shouldn't be on the agenda, and a no vote means it'll stay on the agenda. We'll consider it when we get there.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, we're getting some serious feedback.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds like it might be me.
I think it is. It is.
I think it started when Tracy came back on.
That's true. Oh,
don't blame me.
It's part of a plot to get more votes.
Actually, when anybody speaks, there seems to be an echo.
Yeah, there is now.
Brother, Kathy, want to vote?
I abstain.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Once we get this vote completed, would it be helpful if we all just called back in? Because there is a horrible feedback.
Well, let's see what happens at that point. I think there is, yes.
Okay, the count on that vote was 3-12-1.
Okay, so the motion fails. I think we should do what was suggested, which is to hang up and call back in again. There seems to be an echo for everybody, so I don't think it's particular to me.
We'll see you in a minute.
Okay. Anybody need another number? Okay.
Hello?
That's better.
They've been trying to get rid of the echo, Andrea. I'm still on. I know it's not me, so I have to hang up. Fine. Yeah.
Hello.
All right. Hi, everybody.
It's gone.
That sounds good.
All right. This is Andrea.
Andrea? Okay.
Alonzo,
got you.
Richard, this is Sharam. How are you?
Hey, we got you. Okay.
Okay, this is
Jennifer.
A lot better.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
We're fine.
Harlene.
Okay. I'll write you down, Harlene. I didn't ask Ricardo. You're there, right? Ricardo?
Yes, I'm on.
I think he's in. Okay, and LaVarn, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Hey, Ricardo.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Sounds like we're back together. Are there any
we're
other
here, we're here, we're here.
Are there any Richard? Are there any
I
other
just
changes?
Took,
are there any
I
other changes?
I took some medicine for my tooth.
Are there any other changes to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, the first item on the agenda is the ED's report. Uh, Arlene?
Mm-hmm. I actually think I can be pretty brief today. I do want to report that... I meant to send out the National Election Supervisor contract today, but I don't think I got it sent out, so I'll send that when I finish my report, just as a point of information so you can see what that entailed. I developed that in consultation with Ricardo. We have been working with a number of issues, working on hiring local election supervisors. She'll be making trips to New York and Washington next week to finish up the hiring there and to meet with the station personnel to get started on the list process. The calendar has already been distributed, and I would encourage all of you to encourage your stations, and I'm going to put out an announcement to this effect, to begin making announcements about the fact that the election will be coming, and that if people's memberships have lapsed or they're needing to renew them, that this is a good time to do it. Renee is in the house, and she is available if you would like to meet her and ask her any questions. She'll be available in a few minutes. She's due to finish interviewing by 6, and so that would be another 15 minutes or so. The only other issue regarding elections that I would like to bring to your attention, and I would like some feedback on this, is I've had a number of people contact me regarding the amount of on-air time that was devoted to candidates and elections last year, and obviously we need to be driving people to voting and to being involved in the process. But it has been suggested that part of the on-air time could be short carts that would help people go to the website for more information. Then as we move forward, you know, you should be expecting your ballot in the mail, and then at the latest point, you should be make sure your ballot is turned in. But bring these things that way instead of quite so much disruption of programming with on-air time. We are required to give each candidate and announce, you know, a chance to make a statement and also to participate in one forum. But I think last year there was considerably more than that. You know, on the plus side, we had the best turnout for the election that we've ever had. On the minus side, we had a lot of complaints from people who say they turn the radio off and they really don't want to hear as much of it as we're delivering. So I think this is something I wish you all would weigh in on. I did attend the National Press Club for the kickoff of the obesity program, the childhood obesity program. I did get the chance to make a statement, which meant that a lot of people there actually did find out who I was and came around and introduced themselves. We had coverage or people there from the U.S. News and World Report and the Wall Street Journal. It's my understanding that there's going to be upcoming coverage in the Washington Post. I participated in a two-hour on-air forum regarding the program and also in the public event that had to be moved into a school because of the weather, but did have literally an entire school in attendance and a lot of enthusiasm from the children and the teachers. Unfortunately, we didn't get as much opportunity to communicate directly with people from the community because of the weather. I also was at a grassroots conference, met a lot of people. I would say that I met approximately 20 of our people from about 20 of our affiliates. Was there with both Athea and Ursula. Participated in a number of sessions, trying to choose sessions that had some bearing on my job here at Pacifica, and did pick up some interesting information based on FCC communication, on what other stations are doing with fund drives and so forth. And that's really about it. I'm more than willing to take, I'm happy to take questions. And, of course, I've been working with the personnel committee on my evaluation, et cetera.
Sean, Zach.
Sean, there was a request. I heard a request from Arlene's report for some sort of action from the board on our existing policies about putting how much we're putting on the air in the way of letting people know that the elections are happening. If anyone wants to make a motion to that effect, I realize it's too much to ask to craft one right here, but perhaps referring something to the election committee or and the programming committee or both. Sean.
Yeah, I don't want to make that motion yet because I'm not sure of how to craft it. My question has to do is, what is the status of the KPFK LES position? And by that I mean, has anyone been disqualified from consideration?
At this moment, no one's been disqualified from consideration based on what on the information provided or the ruling provided by the Renee is in the process of interviewing and will most likely make her selection by or before Monday.
Thank you.
Bill?
Bill? Chair?
Yes?
Johnson?
Okay, so Bill and then Campbell.
And Leslie is on the call.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bill?
I'd like to make a motion that the issue of on-air announcements to promote election participating in the elections be referred to the Elections Committee.
Second.
Second.
Is there any objection to that motion?
Could Bill repeat that? I didn't hear what he said.
Bill, would you repeat it, please?
The issue of on-air announcements to promote participation in elections be referred to the Elections Committee.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, then Bill, you're the chair, aren't you, of the Elections Committee?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll see that it gets there.
Right.
Campbell.
Order, Mr. Chair, just real quickly, do you need a timer?
You know, I do.
Well, we have 6 minutes. We got 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in this segment.
Okay, great. Thank you, Campbell. Go ahead.
Yes, I had mentioned to you previously that we had a problem in WPFW with regard to the report on the election, and that the candidate who had fulfilled all the responsibilities was listed on the ballot, listed in the summaries, was somehow mishandled, and his votes were not tallied, and he was counted in the results as being a write-in candidate with no votes. And that is one of the priority I mentioned in the election committee, that this is a priority action that I think needs to be taken by the NES and LES in terms of a recount of the ballots there for WPFW in regard to this candidate, certainly, and that there should be an opportunity for third parties to, observe this so that it's not just something done by the staff in that regard. Can that be undertaken?
Enough information, sir.
To whom are you addressing the question, Campbell? I'm sorry?
I'm moving that be one of the initial tasks of the any national election supervisor.
Point of information, sir.
Yes, Alberto.
Very quickly, are we talking, is this something that happened last year, or is it happening at the moment with this current election cycle, Mr. Johnson?
It happened in the just past election, and it's an error that needs to be corrected.
So,
thank you for that information, sir.
So, would you phrase the motion that you want?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Point of order. That election was certified, and if it's certified, we go by the results of whatever was certified. I'm sorry if somebody didn't get a fair or complete count, but that election has been certified.
It was certified in error then, and the point is that
Please, one at a time. One at a time.
I'm asking the chair for their position. George Bush's election was certified, and you know there was problems with that.
Campbell, as I understand it, you're not asking for to change the election. You're asking to go back and find out how that mistake was made.
And
is that correct?
And count it, yes. And then what needs to take place is the appropriate remedy. What had taken place this past year in the prior election was that that election was certified to our knowledge, and a number of us served for an entire year before we were told that, oh, gee, no, you need to run again. Incorrectly certified elections are not a new thing for Pacifica, and so I move that the NES and LES be directed to initiate a recount of the WPFW ballots to particularly ascertain the outcome as related to Mark Baker, candidate Mark
Mr.
Baker.
Mr. Chair, I raise my same point of order.
Election. The motion, as I understand it, is to go back and recount an election that's already certified.
The prior election was certified as well. So Mr. O'Brien's point of order is not a point of order at all.
It is a point of order.
Please, one at a time, please. Please. Okay. So what you're asking, as I understand it, Campbell, is that the NES and the LES be directed
to
initiate
recount
a recount.
The WPFW ballots, in particular to examine what had taken place regarding candidate Mark Baker.
Again, I raise my objection. Totally inappropriate. Certified election, not election is over.
Hold on, George. Come on, be fair.
May I interject, Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Yes.
Campbell, are you asking for a recount so that the results can be changed, or just because you want to determine what was wrong so that the election supervisor can make sure that mistake doesn't happen again?
Well, one thing that would take place, just as it did with regard to the other candidates from WPFW who had to run again, that result was changed so that we had to run again. And so this, if necessary, I think that it should be within the realm of changing, as it had, the precedent has already been established.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, so what I hear you saying, Campbell, is yes, you do want the election to be redone. That is to say,
recounted
and acted on the recount and changing perhaps the people who were elected. Is that correct?
As indicated by the recount.
Okay, so I don't know whether this is out of order or just we already have, as I understand the motion, it is in fact to do a recount for an election which is already certified. And I'm gonna rule that out of order.
This is a total inconsistency with what Pacifica has done in the past.
Oh, it's not.
In the very recent past, and I think that we don't need to have interruptions while one person is speaking.
I agree with you about that. I've ruled it out of order. Do you want to challenge the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
Go to the stack, please.
Okay. It seems clear to me that once an election's been certified by our bylaws, that's the end of the story. And so that's why I'm ruling this out of order. People can speak to the opposite side. I heard someone was not Sean. Who was the other person?
Rico.
Rico. Okay.
Yeah. And Alberto just called the question.
I didn't recognize Alberto yet. Okay, Rico.
I have a question and a substitute amendment. A substitute motion. I'm sorry. The question is: does anybody have a ballpark figure how much a recount will cost? And the substitute motion would be to do just as Mr. as Campbell had stated, but remove the line recount, and that would be the motion that I would be offering as a substitute.
Okay, you can't do that yet, Rico, but what we're talking about is whether or not this is in order. So that's the only item, that's the only issue on the floor. Anyone want to speak to whether or not this motion is in order as it stands?
Bill?
Alberto Campbell?
Bill, go ahead.
I think it's appropriate for Campbell to bring that up sometime else, but this is the executive director's report, and I don't think motions are appropriate at this point.
There's that, too. Campbell, last word on this, and I'd like to go to a vote on this.
Sean for the stack.
All right, Campbell and Sean.
Okay. The executive director's report is entailing what the initial responsibilities of the national election supervisor are going to be, what the person's going to be doing, and certainly I think it is appropriate at this time. I think this is the most appropriate time. I don't think of any other time during the course of the agenda, as I see it, that it would be more appropriate. Plus which, we have a situation where this exact same action had been taken previously by an election supervisor, and the claim was by our interim executive director at the time that, oh, she had no control over this, but that the national election supervisor could come in and declare that the prior election, although certified, was not handled properly, did not have a quorum, and so therefore a number of candidates would have to run again. This is entirely consistent with what Pacifica has done in the past.
Okay. Sean.
Yeah, and after 2 years of being on the PNB and dealing with the election problems of last time, I don't remember the IED or the NES making any of those comments, and the reason that the board at WPFW had to run again this year is because they didn't make quorum in the last election, so the whole old board had to go in and serve that year, and the NES ruled that because of that, the whole board had to run again this year. Those are the facts, my friends. Thank you.
Mr. Chair,
please, I'd like to go to a vote on this. Richard, would you take the roll? A yes vote sustains the chair. That the motion's out of order. A no vote is allows it to be further discussed.
Okay, Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford. Leslie.
I want to pass for a moment.
Okay. Summer Reese.
I also want to pass for a moment. Thank you.
Rico Ross.
Abstain.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Larrera?
Yes.
Richard Uzel, abstain. Nia Bediako?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
I'll pass.
Alonzo Brown?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kimberly Orendorf? Marcel Reed?
No.
Jim Bennett?
Pass.
Fia Wangaza?
Yes.
Shiram Akhmir.
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Abstain.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Joe Anzala.
Yes.
Leslie Radford passed.
No.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Let's see who else. Alex Steinberg passed?
Yes.
And Jim Bennett passed?
No.
Okay, it's 974.
9 yes, 7 no? Right. Okay, so the chair's ruling is sustained. We are out of time on the ED report. Let's move on to the CFO report.
Hey, this is LaVarne.
Hi, LaVarne.
Hi. Shall I start?
Yes.
Okay. Briefly, as I've noted before, that the Pacifica Foundation continues to face challenges as we journey to some level of financial recovery. And what I'd like to do is just give you a summary on the April year-to-date results, and I'll send this in the mail. I'll have a summary, and then I have all the details, which gives you, and it's in a legal sheet, so I'm letting you know that when you get the document, legal sheet. And what we have is I'll show you the Q1 results consolidated and by station and the variance to budget, and also the variance to the prior year. And then we'll show you the actions for January, February, and March, and April. And we'll give you the year-to-date results, the year-to-date budget, and the amount that it varies, and the percentage variance from budget. For example, the revenue for April year-to-date...
Point of information? Sorry, just a moment, LaVon. What's your point of information?
Do we have this information, or is this something we will get at some future date?
I can send it to you, but it's all the details. So you want to? I'll send it to you as I talk, or you can give me a minute, and I can send it directly to you. But I'm just giving you a summary now.
Okay, so you'll send out the spreadsheets after you finish.
After I do the summary, I'm not going to get into detail. I'm just giving a summary.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
The summary, like I was saying, is that the revenue for April year-to-date, the first 7 months of the year, was $8.3 million. We budgeted $9 million, so we are short by $700,000. That's the way the report will show all the gory details by station and by unit, which includes the archives and the central office. Okay. So April year-to-date results produced a deficit of over $400,000, which was actually $800,000 worse than budget, which I said. This was due primarily, again, to the revenue shortfall of nearly $700,000 combined with an expense overrun of over $100,000. And the comparison to the prior year, 2009, was... $240,000 worse in net income, but almost $90,000 better in revenue. And the negative comparison in prior year expenses of $331,000 was due primarily to the audit fee. Compared to last year, our audit fees were $70,000 higher than last year. Our consult fees were $160,000. And our election expenses were $80,000 worth. And the revenue shortfall produced the continuing need to address the systemic issues at the individual stations. Listener support revenue was over, had a negative or deficit, contributed over $500,000 to the deficit shortfall, with WBAI and WPFW producing the major revenue deficits of $240,000 and $200,000, which was partially offset by positive revenue variance to budget at the central office of over $130,000. And the listener support revenue, just briefly for the other stations in terms of compared to budget, KPFA was about on budget. KPFK was about $70,000 worth. KPFP was $65,000. Major donor revenue, another contributor to the negative revenue compared to budget, was over $200,000, with KPFA contributing over $100,000 with that. On the other hand, the foundation received $153,500 from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting as part of the stimulus grant from the Obama administration. And cash position, the cash and bank position for the foundation shows unrestricted cash balance of $1.1 million, which is a decline from the ending balance in March of about $1.4 million. And if we look at the deficit and our surplus by station, again, the consolidated net income or deficit was the $400,000. And that breaks down with, in terms of KPFK, has for the year-to-date, has a positive surplus of $255,000. The other positive surplus was at the Radio Pacifica Radio Archives of about $90,000 surplus. And the central office, and our goal is to be like at break even, but we were at about $9,000 better than budget. And the other stations produced deficits on a year-to-date basis. KPFA at almost 400,000. KPFT almost break even, but $15,000 short. W16,000 short. WBAI almost 370,000. And if you look at the individual stations, you'll see where the deficit is and where we really need to work on improving our performance on a year-to-date basis. If you look at T, there are a number of combination things, and they're very close to break even at 15,000 below. W also about 16, but with W, you have some revenue shortfalls. The same thing with KPFT. WBAI, the major contribution deficit is the revenue. And the reason why the revenue is there's a deficit there is due primarily, of course, to the fulfillment. And the fulfillment that was projected in the budget, that's not happening there at this point. And with in terms of KTFA, again, you have expense shortfall. You have expenses that are higher than budget. And revenue other than the major income, which is negative, the other revenue is we're actually almost on in terms of the listener support. So in terms of major payables for April, Democracy Now, for April we owe 4 months. That's a little over $200,000. Through April, we're actually at budget. We don't have anything in arrears as of the end of April for FSRN. Our legal bills, this is just an approximate number because it kind of changed at one point. It's almost $200,000. At WBAI, the April rent for 120 Wall Street of about $30,000 is owed. Empire State for the transmitter of about $40,000. The April rent had not been paid. And just an update on that, Arlene and I both had conversations with the management of AI. We, as the CFO, since those are major payables, the finance people in both those offices, in addition to the building manager, send emails to me when the rent hasn't been paid. So I've gotten emails. We've had the conversations with the general manager and the business manager at WBAI. So and they have made contact with both 120 Wall Street and the Empire State. And the other note was on gifts and grants. We received a notice that we were actually sent a gift of $5,000 last September, and we cannot find the check anyplace. So they called us because we had not cashed the check. So we checked to see that, and it's not here. You know, I wasn't holding it in a file cabinet. And so therefore, they have put a stop payment on the check, and they're sending us another check. So that's kind of like the way we'd like the process to work all the time.
Okay, you can say that.
And that's, you know, other than some other details, I think, you know, the fund drives have started with a number of stations, and I guess we have a report, but I'll leave that to Arlene to report, or I can just give some of the information that we have. We have that, an update on where we are at KPFA. Well, this is the latest we have on BAI, KPFK. I might just add, say this since it's over. There was a mini drive. The goal was $100,000. They raised $126,040 in 3 days. Then they start their next drive in, I think it's a 18 or 21 day drive in June. The other thing I just would like to report is that the meetings that we talked about having with both the business managers and with, and of course, the NFC meeting we've had, and with the database managers were very productive. We have a schedule now that we're sending out to, we will send out to show the due dates for the business managers in terms of the date of the close and the other, and all of the tasks that you have to do to close the books, and also do a Memphis reconciliation. So we have a report that shows when that's done. Had a really productive meeting with the database managers. They were really appreciative of the fact that we were talking about issues and that are and projects that are coming up, because therefore they can prepare their database. That Renee sent out a preliminary timeline on the election, so I sent that to the database managers. That we
can we have the quiet in the background.
We plan to have another meeting in July. Any of you guys who want to be on it, you're welcome to. And they think that, well, we found and we know due to the audit that finance and the database managers also develop the ones who have development directors. They also understand, you know, like how we are intricately involved in terms of producing reports and getting information out, including this information on the results of the pledge drive, and also trying to reconcile MEMSIS so that the next audit, we will not have this huge deficit and not have this huge negative variance to the budget. We're getting ahead of that and trying to make that happen. And also in part of the audit communications letter, all of these we are doing in terms of making those things, so doing the addressing those issues that are in that timeline. And that's it.
Sean, how are we doing on time?
Yeah, you got 2 minutes and 32 seconds, and put me on the stack when appropriate, sir.
Summer also, please.
Sean, Summer,
yeah,
anyone else?
Just a few quick questions, Doc, because I just want to make sure I got my facts straight. What was the stimulus grant from the CPB? How much money was that?
That was, let me just go back. It was $153,000. $523.
Okay, and on the KPFK positive surplus, that was?
That is, KPFK is
$254. Got it, $254. And listen, I take it that you were talking about the Heath check that we were having problems with?
No.
I will speak to that later in the executive session.
Okay, very good. I will hold off. Then my last little question. You said compared to last year.
I'm sorry.
We lost you, Sean.
Summer, go ahead.
Go ahead, Summer.
Hi. Is Sean back?
That sounds like he is. Sean, you there?
Compared to last year, we were 70,000 worse, and there was static when you were saying that.
Oh, on compared to last year for the consolidated net, compared to last year on revenue, we're actually about 89,000 better. But on net income, we are compared to last year, we are 242,000 worse.
Thank you,
Summer.
Yes, thank you, Laverne. The part where you said you're going to be having another meeting on a live stream, was that with database managers and business managers? Is that what you were talking about?
Well, the business managers will be monthly or maybe every 3 weeks. The database managers will be like every 2 months or so, and that's in July.
Okay, so there was something you said that we were welcome to participate in that will have something
on that one, because it's really interesting because they're talking about like I sent out earlier in terms of the processes that need to take place. So they have totally confirmed that, and if we start looking at our variances to budget and our negative variances, we can see, like at BAI, these basic processes for fulfillment are not being done. And those are like basic, like things like doing installments, like doing direct mail, doing the lapsed members. That's a monthly process. And you have your seasoned database managers like Chris at A and Terry Guy, who I met for the first time last month. They do these. You do this process every month, and that's what keeps your subscribers, you know, the contact. But it also is what helps to produce your revenue, because you're asking when your lapsed members, you're asking for them to sign up with the station again and to contribute. And unless you do that every month, not only are you not getting the revenue, but you're losing the subscribers. And in order to prepare for the election, the database managers. So what like Terry does is that he sends out a direct mail appeal, which is not only asking for funds, but it's also, you know, asking for funds in terms of if you would like to vote in these elections, so you must be a member at that time. Mm-hmm. So you're contacting everyone in your database and then getting them to make sure that they have contributed and that they are contributing. So those are funds every month.
If you would please, and the Memphis close, is it anticipated to coincide with the closing of the books on the 5th of each month? Are they tied together in terms of closing dates?
Well, the Memphis closes on the last day. In terms of the reports are run as of the last day of the month.
Okay,
so
very good.
Financial close. Yeah, you're the business manager is getting the information from the database.
Going back and forth. Okay.
Okay.
Just one last thing. Could you please, when it does come time for that database call or whatever, I think it would be very helpful, especially because the election is coming up, if people from the different signal areas did participate. I'd like to listen in on that because, just briefly, like not having proper databasing of volunteers with the LSB last year caused our election supervisor to have to create databases to account for all these people who hadn't donated money so that they could vote. So I think it would be really advantageous to all of us to at least have some representation from each signal area listening.
Okay, I'm saving this in the older version of Excel, and I'm sending it right now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think it would be good for all of us.
Okay. We're out of time on this report. Unless there are questions that people really want to ask, we're going to move on. Okay. Hearing none.
Hello.
I'm sorry, Afia.
Yes.
Just a moment, Afia. Afia, just a moment, please.
I move that we extend time for 3 minutes.
That's what I was going to ask. Okay. Anybody object to extending time for 3 minutes? Okay. Hearing no objection. Go ahead, Afia.
So such a reminder or tickler system exists for affiliates, and if not, can it be created?
Give me one.
For contract renewal.
We can Arlene and I have a conversation with the affiliates director and see what system that she has. But right, we definitely are trying to get those in place for us now, so we don't go through again this whole audit overrun. But I will put that on the note.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any last question? Okay. Hearing none, an item was added to the agenda, which was summer report from the Finance Committee. It's got 5 minutes time.
Thank you so much, George. Okay, I will keep it brief. On the Finance Committee call, which was on Tuesday, we passed a motion without objection, and I'll just read the motion. It's the NFC recommends that the PNB approve the allocation and expenditure of up to $1,500 each for signal areas WBAI, WPFW, and KPFA to be utilized for advertising in compliance with EEOC guidelines and other expenses necessary to the general manager's search and hiring process. This money will be treated as a bill back between the national office and the respective stations. And it's just to account for the fact that they had not contemplated advertising in their budgets, but hiring is a necessary function of the stations, and in order to pay for local print advertising are the things that may be required by law. And some of these things they're already doing with Arlene at the national office, so it really just ratifies it and puts it in writing. So that's basically it. It was after we discussed it some, it was passed without objection.
You know, I don't like you having to run a house. Come on.
Please, who's speaking? Summer has the floor.
I think it was background.
I think that's Campbell.
So anyway, that was basically it. It was to authorize something which is to some extent happening already, but giving the board's approval for what's a necessary expense. And it doesn't mean they have to spend the whole $1,500. It's just up to it if it's needed. So they have something to work with in order to finish the hiring process. So that's it. Thank you.
And it's out of committee, so we don't have to second it. It can go right through.
That's correct. So right. would you just state briefly, Summer, the exact motion you want us to approve?
Yeah, I will reread it. That's exactly the wording that passed with the National Finance Committee, and our Paul recorded it for our minutes committee.
Cameron, and send that wording out, please.
Yes, I will forward our Paul's exact wording of it because he took the minutes. He read them back to me. So. I'll just send it here, my own words. So the NFC, so I guess do we change that? This is the way we passed it out of the NFC. The NFC recommends that the PNB approve the allocation and expenditure of up to $1,500 each for signal areas WBAI, WPFW, and KPFA to be utilized for advertising in compliance with EEOC guidelines and other expenses necessary to the general manager's search and hiring process. This money will be treated as a bill back between the national office and the respective stations.
Arlene, to the staff.
Yes, Arlene, please.
Campbell, to the staff.
Okay, my only concern about this is I had already sent out a procedure that we were using for the GM searches, and I had authorized up to $2,000 for each station if needed.
Do you want to modify that? I have no objection.
As I see it, this is really, kind of getting into micromanagement, but I don't care if you want to go ahead and approve it, that's fine. But I don't want to be told that once we decided $2,000 was the amount that could be necessary, we can only spend $1,500 unless you want to cut it to that.
No, I think,
Please. Summer, would you like to introduce an amendment?
Yes, I will gladly introduce an amendment that changes it to $2,000 because the intent wasn't in any way to hamstring the actions of the executive director. It was merely to ratify and authorize them from the board. So by all means, please change that to
$2,000. Okay. Campbell.
Yes.
Speak to the amendment first. Let me see if there's any objection to the amendment. That actually needs a second. Is there a second to that? Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay. Hearing none, it's as amended. It should also be amended to take off the first few words so it reads, the PNB approves, et cetera.
Thank you. I knew that, George. I was just stumbling over it there. Thank
right.
you. Okay.
So assume that that's the case. Campbell.
Yes. Were these budgets approved by the NFC and the PNB previously?
Yeah, may I just respond?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Campbell, as you recall, last year's budgets were, woefully late in being completed. And I know, Kay, we knew we were hiring. I think part of it is not every station may have known they were hiring at that time, but the fact of the matter is I've had, smoke signals sent up, and Arlene's already been dealing with it in terms of, the necessity of some additional advertising, at least in some of these places. So, it may be an error, and hopefully let's not make that again this year in the preparation of the new budgets, So it just meant to address that.
My question was, were these budgets also approved by the PNB?
Yes.
And they were approved with these oversights?
I believe so, and I will admit readily to not having gone back over this year's budgets when this request came to me, because it came to me the day before the National Finance Committee this week, you know, and I'm trying to be just practical, you know what I mean? If a station's saying we have nothing in our budgets to do this and the national office is already making arrangements to handle it, I just want to see that we, you know, account for it in terms of approval and everything. So
we are at time, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Can we go to a vote on this? Is there any objection to this motion? Okay. Hearing no objection, the motion is approved as amended. Okay. The next item on the agenda is actually one of mine, so I think I'll yes?
George, a point of privilege?
Yes,
I don't
certainly.
Know if I'm eligible to ask for that, but I am.
Yes?
I just wanted to know if it would be all right to introduce Renee to the committee at some point. She's sitting here and...
Is there any objection to, let's say, assigning 5 minutes for Renee to introduce herself or you to introduce her and perhaps a few questions? Okay, hearing none, yes, please do.
Okay, let me just say this is Renee Asteria and she'll... say a few words to you.
Hello. How is everyone today?
Good.
Welcome. Good. All right. I just wanted to say that I'm really happy to have this job, and I'm going to do my best possible, and that all depends on feedback that everyone gives me. I'll for the next, you know, 6 months. So I really, whatever I do, whatever you see me do, please give me feedback. So I just want to say that right off the bat. And just to highlight in this little tiny bit of time that I have to speak, the things that I'm trying to innovate this year, one thing is centralizing all the election information onto one web page. So that's Pacifica Elections 2010.org, and also get as many listener members and as well staff members, but focusing on listener members, to fill out this thing called the Green Election Survey that I have posted up there, which the purpose of it is to investigate the acceptability of electronic ballots, as well as encourage people to opt out of the candidate, getting the candidate statements in their ballots, because that's expensive. So anyhow, you know, those are the two main things, and other than that, I've just been doing the most rigorous process of hiring local election supervisors as humanly possible during this past week, and I've basically received, you know, hundreds of applications, and I've got it now narrowed down to about four people per station. I've done already all the interviews, and I'm on the second round of interviews. So that's it.
Renee, we're very glad to have you on board. Appreciate your perspective on what you're doing. Any questions for Renee? I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that.
Alberto is asking for a point of information.
I heard a point of information.
Alberto.
Yes. Alberto, go ahead.
Will you please spell your last name, Renee?
Asteria? Or
yes, your last name.
Yeah, Asteria.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions for Renee?
Yeah, Sean.
Sean, was that Alex?
Yes. George, this is Nia. Am I on mute? I keep saying my name, but I don't hear you saying my name.
We got you now. Okay, so Sean, Alex, and Nia.
And Summer.
Summer. Okay.
Okay,
Sean.
Thank you. Renee, hello. Nice to talk to you. And yes, you've got a lot of my feedback. I'm not worried about that. But I'd like to know, what is the status of the KPFK LES position? And by that I mean, has anyone been disqualified from consideration?
I'm just right now, I've, you know, considering what I have to work with.
Can we ask for some order here? I cannot hear.
There's like a television on or something in the background. Or somebody has noise in the background.
Yeah, please mute yourself if you think you're the source of this. Go ahead.
I just said everyone who's gone through the application process, you know, which is basically sending me their CV and cover letter, I'm considering.
Okay, and one quick question. Did you say, what did you say about electronic voting? There was a lot of static, and I didn't quite...
So basically that I've developed this survey, this online survey, to investigate the acceptability of an online voting system for a future election.
Ah, thank you.
Alex.
Yes, Renee, could you tell me what the progress is to picking a local election supervisor at WBAI? How many resumes did you get? How many people have been interviewed? How far away are you from picking somebody?
Sure. So I got the second to least amount of resumes from BAI, but still got 23 applicants, but I interviewed about a third of those, and I have four people that are pretty good. I'm actually going to meet them in person on Tuesday when I'm going to be there, and I'm going to do the last interview in person